Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Dev Influencers Podcast. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood, and we are in for episode number two. Now, episode number two, I want to talk about why to become a dev influencer. And the thing is that there are kind of two angles on this that I want to hit. So I'm probably going to wind up doing two episodes here. Now, the reason that I'm saying there are two angles to hit is that when I talk to people on these coaching calls, the strategic calls, when I get people on the Zoom and I talk to them, I'm usually asking them just to start out. I'm like, why do you want to become an influencer? And usually what I'm asking them is, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be in like 3 years, right? And typically people are like, I don't know, right? They're like, well, I don't know, right? And the problem is that people don't really think that far ahead. And the issue that comes in is that then I ask them, okay, well, where are you at now, right? And so I start talking about it, you know, and they're like, okay, well, I work for this company and I do this kind of work, you know. So sometimes they're a team lead or sometimes they're, you know, individual contributor. You know, no value judgment there, right? I mean, there are trade-offs, right, to both. So we start talking, and as we get into it, what's interesting is that as we talk about where they want to go, it becomes readily apparent that they generally don't want to be where they're at in 3 years, right? So it's, you know, I don't want to, you know, have the same salary, same job, doing the same work in 3 years, you know, or even have like cost of living raises be the only difference in 3 years, right? Some people, you know, in 3 years that they might have something where it's like, you know, well, I'll be getting out of this job, but I'll have cashed out all my stock options, right? Or something like that, right? Where they're expecting a big payout within a year or two or three, right? And so that's something where, you know, that's a consideration they're making, where they see, you know, a time horizon under which they're going to have enough money to actually be able to afford, you know, some freedom or some time or invest in something like a business, right? And so that sometimes that comes in, right? But for the most part, people just don't know, right? And so when I talk to people and I really push them, one of two things will happen. Either we'll start talking about, you know, and so there are two tricks to this. One is you start going back a little bit, right? And it's like, okay, well, you know, when you were a mid-level developer, where did you think you wanted to end up, right? What did you think senior developer meant, right? Or a junior developer, what did you think senior developer meant, right? And so a lot of times what happens is then they start saying, oh, well, I thought it meant that I'd be, you know, contributing to the Rails core, or I thought I'd be contributing to the, you know, to the open source in this way, or I thought I'd be writing code like this, or I, you know. And so then we start getting into it, right? I thought I'd be a mentor to people in this way. I thought I'd be teaching classes. I thought I'd be this, that, or the other. Or the other thing that happens is, okay, well, let's say you wake up tomorrow, right? And you have all that money, right? Or, you know, you wake up tomorrow and they lay you off and they give you 3 months severance, right? And you have the perfect opportunity come to you. What are you looking at, right? And what happens here is about half the time people start fishing for what I want to hear them say. And don't do this, okay? Because the problem is I want to get you to where you want to go. I don't want to get you to where I want you to go, because that's not going to make you happy, right? I want to get you to where you're going to want to go, where you're going to land, and you're going to wake up every day and go, oh, dang, I get to go do this again, you know? And they're going to give me money to do this? I mean, this is dang cool, right? That's what we're talking about. In fact, I was talking to one of the folks I'm coaching, Scott, and, you know, we start talking, right? And he's working for this consulting company, and, you know, I'm like, well, where do you want to wind up in 3 years? You know, that's the other question I ask. Where do you want to wind up in 3 years? And he's like, well, maybe I want to make courses, and maybe I'd like to have a series of videos, and you know, maybe, and he's saying it in such a way like, you know, maybe I could do this, and maybe I could do that. And finally, I looked at him, I said, dude, I said, stop BSing with me. I'm like, honestly, you're telling me stuff, and you're looking at me like you want my approval. I said, you shouldn't care what I want you to do. You know, you don't want my approval, right? Because my approval doesn't mean anything. You're the one that has to live with this stuff. If you have to live with yourself every day, waking up and going to a job, right? What's it going to be, right? You're not going to see me every day. You're not going to see me when you show up to work every day, right? And so my approval is going to mean less and less every time you roll out of bed and go, I have to go do this dang job another day, right? I mean, to be honest, I have this full-time job that I'm working right now, right? And the reason is because I had sponsorships basically slow down in 2020 due to COVID and due to some other stuff. And, you know, I keep going to that job because I got to pay bills for my wife and my kids. And the reality, honestly, is that I get up and I see my wife and my kids every day, right? And so, you know, watching my wife stress out over the bills every day was enough for me to go get that job. And watching her not stress out over the bills every day was enough for me to hold on to this job until I know she's not going to stress out over the bills every day with me doing something else, right? So either finding sponsors or coaching or something else, right? And we're getting pretty darn close on the coaching, to be perfectly honest. So, you know, that kind of approval, fine. But I don't live with Scott. I'm not going to see Scott every day. So my approval doesn't mean anything, right? It doesn't. It just doesn't. So I'm like, look, if you want my approval, that's going to mean something for a whole month. And then you're going to be like, why was I listening to Chuck? I'm like, what are you going to get up and go, man, this is cool. He goes, well, honestly, I want to help new developers find their first job. And I want to help them get through that first interview. Okay. Right. You know, I'm like, you think that'd be fulfilling? He's like, heck yeah. You know, and he's telling me about all the people that he's already helped and how much fun it was. And, you know, and the I think he had a brother or brother-in-law or somebody that he helped out and, you know, helped him get out of an accounting job. Ugh. I have a brother's an accountant. I don't know how he does it, but, you know, helped him get out of an accounting job and into a programming job. Maybe it was a roommate. I can't remember, but you know, that kind of a thing. Right. And he, you know, he's lighting up and I'm going, dude, I'm like, you have to do this, right? I'm like, you know, whether or not you join the accelerator, you have to do this. I'm like, you know, we can get you there through the accelerator. That's a different thing, right? But at the end of the day, I'm like, you have to do this because if you don't, you're going to be, you know, you're going to regret not having done it. And you enjoy it so much that it's worth doing. And so, you know, we talked through it, but that's it. That's the why. Why are you doing this? What is this going to get you to, right? You know, another guy, we start talking and he's like, well, you know, I'd like to contribute to open source, you know, because I'm asking you to contribute to open source. And he's like, yeah, that'd be fun. You want to write a book? He's like, well, you know, kind of. I was like, well, you know, what are you looking for? And, you know, so we start talking about some of the other opportunities. And I said, well, you know, what if they came to you and asked you to speak at a conference? And his eyes lit up. You know, what he wanted was recognition. I mean, to the point where they're coming to him and saying, hey, we want you, right? And that's what kicked in for him, right? Is he wants somebody coming to him and saying, you're the expert, we want you, right? And so it's like, okay, so how do you build that kind of credibility, right? How do you build that kind of notoriety, right? And so that's what we're talking about with Dev Influence, you know? For some of these other folks, it's different stuff, right? I had two different people that I talked to in an up-and-coming technology, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want you going after it opportunistically and then going, this really isn't my thing, right? But, you know, they start talking about it, and they're super excited to get into the space because they love working in it. And then they're also excited about it because they see the opportunity to go blaze trails. And I'm like, sweet, go blaze trails, right? And so we're, you know, I'm helping them figure out how to go blaze trails. And I'm introducing them to people I know in the space because I've actually talked to some of the people who blazed some of the trails that made this technology possible, right? On some of our podcasts. And so, you know, we're working through it and I'm teaching them how to start podcasts and I'm showing them all of the processes for getting that stuff together. And so at the end of the day, there's going to be a terrific podcast out there on this stuff, right? Maybe two. And so that's the thing that we're talking about here, right? Is building that influence up, building the audience so that you can go out and you can create this stuff and you can get the kind of support. Another person that just joined the accelerator, just barely joined it. You know, we're sitting down and we're talking about, you know, just figuring out who he's going to reach. And he already knows who he's going to reach. But he wants to serve the community by actually putting out content for them, right? And it's a fairly niche community, but they do not have a content wing. Their community doesn't, right? Now, they're part of a larger community that does have, you know, several podcasts and stuff like that. But, you know, he wants to just dive in and put this stuff together. And then he wants to monetize, and he wants to monetize in a way that actually supports the community, right? And so, again, you know, he's got this why out there. It's his way of serving the community in several different ways. And so what's your why? And it doesn't have to be like clear cut. And it doesn't have to be obvious, right? I mean, for the one guy, it was just, he just wanted to be noticed, right? He wanted to be recognized as an expert. And that may be enough, right? And then we can sit down and we can say, okay, how do we do that, right? What is the path to this? And we start figuring that out, right? And so we start putting it together. We start building the podcast. And then we start figuring out, okay, well, who do you want to be recognized by, right? Because those are the people we want to get on the podcast, right? Or we want to get people adjacent to them on the podcast, right? So that they're talking to those people. And so we start working through those systems in order to make that happen. And, you know, and then we start growing the podcast. And again, doing those same kinds of things, right? Until eventually you can't be ignored. And that's effectively what we're doing in all of these spaces. But you have to know why in the first place, because once you have the audience, the way you approach them changes depending on what you want. And the audience that you pick is also important to your why. And so that's what we're talking about here. But you have to understand why you're doing it in the first place. So I want you to think about that, you know, a little homework, right? Think about where you want your career to go. And we're not talking, oh, in 2 months, I'm going to have this awesome podcast that's going to bring me all this traffic. It does happen. But don't count on it, right? Unless you're already well-known in the community. What you're looking for is, okay, 2 or 3 years, where do I want to go? Because we can definitely get you a decent-sized audience in 6 months. What we're talking about from there is, okay, how do we grow it and how do we parlay it into a community that is going to grow into a community that gets what they want from my influence and expertise? And in turn, an audience that can get me what I want from my influence and expertise, okay? So that's what we're going to build. That's what we're going to talk about. So that's what the show's about. That's what we're going to do. So think about that, right? Where do I want to go and in what ways do I want to serve an audience or a community? And just think through it. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the why next time, okay? And yeah. In the meantime, if you want to dive in deeper, you can go check out the accelerator. That's at devinfluencers.com/apply. You can also find out more at devinfluencers.com/podcast. And we'll talk to you next time. Max out, everybody.